USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Los Angeles man has been arrested on terror-related charges. That's according to the NBC affiliate in Los Angeles. He allegedly wanted to kill LAPD police officers, set explosives off at the Santa Monica Pier, and on various Los Angeles freeways. The man is described as a former member of the U.S. military and allegedly voiced his support of ISIS. According to new numbers from Customs and Border Patrol, there's a new surge of families trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. Acting Deputy Director of ICE, Matt Elbin, says human traffickers are capitalizing on the recent surge of migrants trying to get into the United States.
Our first and primary goal is the safety and security of these children. These children are being victimized. We know they're being trafficked. We know they're being recycled and sent back.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is holding his first campaign event in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, since announcing his run for president in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Boeing's CEO has a message for shareholders. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The CEO of Boeing facing shareholders for the first time since two deadly crashes forced the grounding of the aviation giant's 737 MAX jetliners.
We recognize the devastation to the families and friends of the passengers and crew members and extend our deepest sympathies to all of them.
Dennis Muhlenberger also telling investors in that conference call they can have confidence in the future of the company and its fastest-selling plane.
This week marks the 25th annual Infant Immunization Week, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging children and teens and even some adults to get vaccinated against the measles.
When you get vaccinated, you also protect others around you who are at high risk for complications but can't get vaccinated because they're too young or have a health condition.
That's CDC Director Robert Redfield, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Stroke, a publication of the American Heart Association, recently did a study that says drinking diet soda can lead to an increased risk of a stroke, coronary artery disease, and death in women over the age of 50. The study says that women who consume two or more artificially sweetened beverages a day were 23% more likely to have a stroke. Now, Dr. Ian K. Smith is author of a new book titled Clean and Lean, and he says you should avoid diet soda as well. He points out other reasons why diet soda is not good for you.
The first problem with diet soda is the artificial sweeteners. So artificial sweeteners can be up to 200 times sweeter than actual sugar. And this sweetness, of course, makes you want sweeter substances even more. So, yeah, you're drinking soda with no calories, but it has all these artificial ingredients in there that are causing you to want sugar even more. So you become more sugar searching than you would have been otherwise. The other problem with diet soda is that people think, well, if I'm going to drink diet soda and I'm not having calories, then I can splurge and have double orders of French fries. So they end up trying to make up the calories they're saving in the diet soda with other food substances, and they tend to overindulge. And the last thing is that studies have shown that a tremendous consumption of diet soda could actually lead to something called a metabolic syndrome. So diet soda not allowed on Clean and Lean because it has all these other types of impacts on those who are drinking it. It's not about the calories. It's about all the artificial ingredients.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.